Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
Talking to Pastor Shane Phillip from The Crossing on SOS Radio today. You know, these days they drum up a lot of emotion that we didn't expect to feel. I don't know how you felt when you woke up this morning, but I didn't know I was going to feel like this.
It's been a year, and just knowing some of these emotions that we walked through a year ago, it's remarkable just to see what God has done in the midst of that.
Yeah, some of the worst of humanity is the way it started. Then 2, 3, 4 days later, October the 2nd and the 3rd and the 4th, then we're seeing Christ followers getting involved. We're seeing people serving, helping first responders and sending food to all the police stations and doing special harvest parties for the first responders afterwards and working with the hospital workers.
You know, it's one of those moments where we see evil happen in our world. You know, the Apostle Paul tells us that the way we respond with evil is with good, is with blessing, as the Apostle Peter says. And that's what we saw. You know, I think it is the church at its best. It is the finest moments of the church. And it doesn't just start with us. I mean, this is the early church. You know, the early church, when the plague hit the world in the first and second centuries and everybody's leaving, it was the Christians who went in and took care of those people. It was the Christians who went in and nursed them back to health. And that's what we saw in our city, is that October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, it was the Christians who rose up, and they are providing healing and hope and resources to people who are on the ground. It was one of those moments that I have never been more proud to be a follower of Jesus than in those days.
Yeah, your church had a Matt Redman concert planned for months, and as soon as you heard about this attack on our city, your team's thinking, is this a coincidence? Did God put this on the calendar? Was this just random? Is Matt Redman coming to Vegas for a reason this week?
Yeah, it was an amazing thing for us, because as we had that plan for months, you know, we got up on that Monday morning in crisis, as all of us were, and thinking, okay, should we cancel that? And then we begin to step back and go, we just think that this was providential by God. God knew that Matt Redman was going to be in town 2 days, 3 days after that tragedy. And so we began to talk to Matt Redman. We said, hey, we're going to cancel the concert, but we want you to be a part of this healing, this candlelight vigil. And he was so gracious. And it was just one of those God moments as he came. And we had 3,500 people come that night. We were standing room only in our main auditorium. We were overflow in the other two auditoriums on our campus. And as Matt just began to lead and worship and begin to play some songs that actually he played, that he wrote out of some other tragedies, it was just this God moment that we could have never planned on our own. And it's just part of God's redemption that he does through his people.
I think the most powerful moment out of all of it, not just from the music, was afterwards when you went outside and everyone's standing in your plaza right outside your auditorium looking at the Las Vegas Strip and all the lights, and it's dark and you had the candles and everyone was passing it around, and you rung a bell.
We rung a bell 58 times for the 58 victims. And in the midst of that moment that we had, it just galvanized not only the loss that we felt, but with those 3,500 candles looking over the entire Las Vegas Valley and looking at the Strip, it just reminded us that Jesus is the hope of the world, that he is the light in our lives. And it was one of the most powerful moments of my life. I will never forget it.
I remember it was a moment of silence, and for a minute it was completely silent, and then all of a sudden you just start hearing this and people just started wailing, just pouring out the emotions. The tears were just flowing. I was just, and it was like almost haunting, but it was a healthy cry.
It was. I think there was so much pent up emotion that all of us had. We felt such loss and grief that it was one of those moments to finally just let it go and let God begin to show up in the gap of all of that. You know, it was that night for the early prayer vigils that happened on Monday night and Tuesday night. Many of the first responders couldn't be there because they were still on the site and they were taking care of things. That because we had had this Matt Redman concert, and so we just changed directions, continued to do that on Wednesday. We had so many first responders who were able to be there, from police officers who rushed in to save people and saved lives, to those personnel who, the medical emergency people who showed up to take care of people, to the hospital staff workers who worked, you know, 24, 48 hours in a row, that many of them were able to come. And so just collectively as a community, it was this moment of incredible emotion and just incredible healing that God was beginning to have in us and through us.
A lot of us woke up this morning feeling some strange emotions that I don't think we thought were coming. We're talking to Shane Phillip. He's a pastor from The Crossing in Las Vegas. It's been a wild year, Shane. I remember getting those text messages at like 3 a.m. A bunch of my friends on the East Coast were waking me up. It's like, da-ding, da-ding, hey, praying for you. And I'm just like, what's going on? Something must happen in the news. And I get up and I figure out, wow, there was an attack in our city. And then you're one of the first people that I text.
You did. You woke me up in the morning. And so, you know, I wake up and my daughter had been at the festival herself, and she had left right before the shootings started. But my wife had woke me up and to tell me what was unfolding. And then I tried to go back to sleep. And the first thing that I get, you know, at 4 or 5 a.m. is a text from you asking me to come down to the radio station. And I remember my first emotion was, no, not me. I don't know what to say in this moment. I don't know what to do. And, you know, as then I began to get up and to collect my thoughts, came down here at 5 or 6 a.m. I don't remember what time I got here on that Monday morning. And we just began to talk about how God works in the midst of those things. It was a morning that I'll never forget.
Thanks for coming down, and thanks for being willing to let God use you, because you were an encouragement to so many in our city who are just turning on our radios going, I don't know what's going on. And there's a lot of people that don't normally listen to Christian radio that were plugging in that morning saying, why did God allow these things to happen? Why didn't God prevent these things? Why was this in my city? What have you started to wrap your head around as you even think about those kind of big questions over this last year looking back?
Well, this is the question that we all ask. You know, why do bad things happen? And, you know, and we always end it with, why do bad things happen to good people? You know, that we're kind of okay with bad things happening to bad people. But it's, why do bad things happen to good people? And Jesus even addressed this. You know, if you read the Gospel of Luke, Jesus addresses this. He said, did, you know, when the tower went down, did those people sin worse than anybody else? He said, no, that's not the case. And we live in a world where there is evil. That what happened on that night a year ago was evil. And there is no other way to sum it up than that. But here's the promise that we have as believers, that in all things, God works for the good. That doesn't mean that all things are good. It doesn't mean that is the way God wants it to be. But it says in all things, God works for the good. And this is a promise for believers. It's for those who love him are called according to his purpose. Yeah. And we see that redemption happening. And as you say, there's so many people who wouldn't normally listen to Christian radio at a moment like this. But all of us tend to come back to the Lord at a moment like this, because we know that that's where our hope comes from. God really is doing something amazing in our city. You know, I moved here almost 25 years ago, and I came to be a youth pastor at a church called Canyon Ridge Christian Church before we started The Crossing, about 6 years after that. And the reason that I came to the city is because I just felt like we could bring hope here. But the reason that I stayed is because of the movement of God that is happening here. And I just can't explain it. It's different than the way that I grew up in the Midwest and I did my early ministries here, that you see the movement of God happening in this city. And when we have a tragedy happen, like happened a year ago today, the worst tragedy, the worst shooting that's happened in the history of the United States, that we know where to turn. It's to Jesus. It's finding the hope of Jesus in the midst of this. And I think one of the things that we've seen come out of this in the past year is the Christian community shined. Christians served our community in a way that they have never done before. We've never had the opportunity to do that. And so now it has given believers in Christ a seat at the table for influence in our city. And that's the way that God redeems this.
Yeah, it's wild because now county leaders and city leaders and state leaders, they're saying, hey, we want to hear your ideas for vision to tackle problems like addiction and homelessness and human trafficking, or helping with the medical systems and all the things that are going around with people without insurance. And maybe your church could help with that. You guys have ideas, or maybe you guys could drive some volunteers to help with kids that are in foster care because there's so many. And now they're asking us to be a part of the things that before we'd say, hey, can we help? And they're like, nope. Separation of church and state. We're not interested, Shane. Now they're saying, Shane, do you have some ideas?
Yeah, and it's these opportunities that we get from the influential leaders in our city is just so encouraging to me. And like you say, I mean, we have struck up partnerships with Metro, and we've been working with the fire departments, and we've been serving the hospitals in our community. Those doors would have never been open to us a year ago. But because of all of these things, you know, we are able to serve and to influence. And I tell you, it just does my heart good to be able to serve our city and to serve the first responders of our city and to serve the public officials and our government leaders in this way. It just feels like that I moved here 25 years ago for such a time as this.
I don't know about you, but I woke up feeling a little different than I thought I was going to feel today. I'm Scott on SWS Radio, hanging out with my friend, Pastor Shane Phillip from The Crossing. Was this one of those days that your emotions caught up with your brain?
Yeah, it is. It's good to be with you, Scott. Thanks again for having me. It's one of those things when you wake up, you're just a little bit more raw than you are because of the things that we've been through over this past year.
So what was the discussion like at your church yesterday?
What we did at The Crossing yesterday is we had three words that we were really trying to drive into, and is the words remember, to honor, and redeem. We spent some time in our service. We had the bagpipes play Amazing Grace, and it was just a time for us to remember, to pause, to get quiet. We honored all of our first responders, and what an amazing moment that was to be able to cheer on these first responders in our community, from the police, the fire, the paramedics, the medical community, and a way to honor them because so many times they are on the front lines and are not recognized. And so to be able to cheer them on and to honor them was such a special moment in our service yesterday. And the third word is to redeem, is that we believe that God redeems these moments and that's how God uses the body of Christ. And so we were able to talk about how God is redeeming this in our city and how God wants to use followers of Christ to continue to redeem this.
Obviously, a year ago today, our hearts were so broken for our city. Our emotions were so stretched. And I don't know about you, but it was the day after all that I crashed. I'm Scott Harold on SWS Radio. I woke up to a slew of text messages from friends and family on the East Coast who were about 3 hours ahead of our time zone, so they knew what was going on while the rest of us were still sleeping. But I ended up coming in early trying to figure out exactly what is up with the news, because most of the breaking news outlets didn't even have the information yet. But that October the 2nd morning, we were just sharing the full information, trying to make sure that was accurate. But the morning after that, October the 3rd, that's when I was here in the studio by myself, just listening to songs we were playing, and Blessed Be Your Name from Matt Redman was on the radio. And all of a sudden, my emotions just kind of took over. My eyes started filling up with tears, like, I am not okay today. I just had to put my head down on the soundboard here. And when I pulled my head up, it was just covered in water. I think I learned that day that we don't have to have it all together in order to encourage someone else. We're talking to Shane Phillip from The Crossing. Was that your story too?
Well, it is. It's one of those things that it impacts you in levels, because at first you just cannot comprehend it. And as a pastor, and I think for you as an on-air personality, sometimes you just have to put your own emotions to the side, your own grief to the side, so you can lead through it. And, you know, on October 2nd, is first thing I did was came here, spent a little bit of time with you on the radio, and then met with my staff at The Crossing as we began to grieve together and to try to get a game plan on how we were going to serve our church and our community, that you just put all of your own grief to the side until you get done leading, and then it just crashes. And so it was in those days after that that I began to hear the songs on SOS and just would weep in my car and to not understand this kind of evil.
Yeah.
But at the same time, to know that we serve such a good God who brings healing and hope and restoration to us.
Well, thank you so much for coming by today, Shane. Can we pray for our listeners who are really just trying to make sense of their emotions today, those emotions just didn't realize were going to manifest the way that they are right now?
Absolutely. God, we come to you right now, and these emotions that we had a year ago, we can feel them again. God, we feel them in a different way because today we've seen how you've worked. We've seen the redemption that you've had. But God, there are so many that are listening right now who were there. And the emotions are still so raw. God, there are people who are listening who lost loved ones. And they are still trying to put their lives back together. And there's many who weren't there but felt this at such a deep level because this is our city that we love. And we saw firsthand what it looked like. And so, God, I'm praying for healing today. God, as we just have tears welling up in our eyes again today, God, I pray that you would not only bring healing and hope, but God, that you would use us in a specific way, restoration, to redeem this in our city. God, help us to serve people in the name of Jesus like you've called us to do. So God, we trust you. We put our hope in you. And God, we thank you for being our Redeemer. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.